I just wish you just please let me in on the show. You know, you don't need to sign a lease again. And it's just like money just in a air conditioning, just being sucked in. And it's like,
What are you talking about signing a lease again?
In your apartment.
I'm not gonna sign a lease again. I'm gonna get a house. You saying I don't need to do that neither? That goes back to the discussion earlier. You can only tell me so many times about how something is yours and how I need to get out. And
so you'd rather go into financial debt in order to prove a point?
No, it's just that I'm not gonna be put in a position. Just like you don't want to be put in a position, I'm not gonna continue to be put in that same position that I've been in a few times with you, where I'm like, well, shit, this really ain't mine. I'm risking being put out. Or being told to get out, or feeling unwelcome.
Just respect. If I live with you, I would respect you and cake my money up. That's what I would do.
So respect means let you talk to me however you want. Don't say nothing back. Let you say whatever you want, and just keep my mouth shut. That's respect.
No, I would clean your house and I would take care of it as if it, you know.
Cause that's been the circumstances in which you've been like, this is my house, da da da. Because you say whatever you want, and because I say something back, you have a problem with it.
I don't know, it's just financially, it just don't make much sense. Financially, it just doesn't make much sense.
Well, I refuse to be put in a situation where...
It's going to be a situation...
Where I have to, possibly have to find somewhere else to lay my head. What situation do you feel it's going to be?
It's going to be a financial situation.
You know, I've done everything you asked in terms of that. You know, don't buy a house. We're going to get married. No, no, no. We're going to have this together, so forth and so on. But every chance you get, it's my house.
But you can't be yapping and just wilding out.
But you're not going to just talk to me and think I'm just going to sit there and continue to take it. I've done that for over 2 years with you before I even started saying anything back to you, really. You're not going to have the opportunity to keep trying to tear me down.
But you can't loudmouth somebody and they're trying to provide for you. Do you understand that?
That does not give you any right to try and tear me down. Understand that?
Tear you down?
Yes.
You take things personal.
No, you say things that make me take it personal. You go into your rant or your rage or whatever and you say some crazy stuff.
Oh, my God.
And then it's, oh, I didn't mean that.
I can't stand when black people do backwards financial stuff. It irks my nerves to... No end. It hurts my nerves to no end. It's like, you gotta, you know, it's like.
He'll be all right.
No.
He will.
No. He's gonna be looking.
He'll still have some stuff.
When he gets 18, he's gonna be like, oh, nope. Thanks, Mom and Dad, because for the $200 in my account.
If I can get some stuff up in these last 10 years.
Black people.
No, not even 10 years. If I can get up for her what I got up for her, having lower income. And me getting ready to go into this new field and probably do two different things, he'll be all right. Even if I'm the only one doing it for him, he'll be all right.
But just... Black people be having some stuff. Yeah.
It ain't just about black people. It's about the things that tie into it. You can't sit up here and tell me that you don't want me to have no parts of your stuff. But then you don't want me to have my own. And then on top of that, not only do you not want me to have any parts of your stuff, but... Anytime you get mad, I need to go. Like it, and then I'm just supposed to forget about it. Now, not only has it happened once, twice, it's happened about four times.
And you've been disrespectful at least 10 times.
Just in the last year, no. Maybe.
Let me tell you.
Maybe
this.
In these last, maybe since around the time that I got pregnant.
Can I tell you this?
But prior to that,
you've
been disrespectful for years.
Can I tell you this?
He's still giving me snaps. You can't give somebody financial education lessons.
Hey,
Tucker. You knew what? Hey. You knew what?
I said I won't do it.
Put it up here, right? Gonna put it up here.
Hustling back.
But do you not understand where I'm coming from?
But hustling backwards has nothing to do with anything.
Do you not understand where I'm coming from?
Hustling backwards shouldn't be based on emotions.
No, it's based on circumstances.
But it's hustling.
You don't want
backwards.
Me to have any parts in this.
It's hustling
and then,
backwards.
And then you want to keep telling me I need to get out.
What if you had enough money in the bank for a house?
You don't get it. You don't get it. Because you want us to build together all of a sudden. But
ain't
everything
no
is
all of a sudden.
But everything
I
is
said,
yours.
I said All I want you to do is respect me while you're in here. That's it.
You gotta get that same respect. You can't just cut a fool when just because I don't agree with your point of view. You can't do that. And then when you cut a fool, like you really cut a fool.
Oh my God. So go into financial ignorance.
It's not financial ignorance.
Oh my God. God, black people.
I'm
why?
Not, I'm not giving
black
you that pacifier.
People,
I'm not giving you that pacifier. Oh, Douglas. No. Oh.